And at each revolution, we see the Earth passes through the right window, the center window, and the left window, followed by the Moon passing through the right window, the center window, and the left window, and the Sun passing through the right window, center window, and left window. Now we're transferring from the Earth to the Moon, and you can see what I mean about the current diameter.
Okay, 10, now we've got the Moon now, it's coming in nicely.
Roger, that's the same zoom that you had when you were looking at the Earth, and you can see the apparent size relationship of the two bodies right now. Well, we have a three-quarter Moon. And take it all back.
Actually, on the monitor down here, 10, the Moon appears to be a little larger in diameter yet than the Earth.
That's what I said. It's about twice the apparent diameter to me. And it sort of looks tan still to us. You can see the Sea of Crisis very plainly, all the great seas, serenity. And you notice the crater structure very clearly with those rough craters down in the southern lunar hemisphere.
Roger, we can pick them out on our monitor.
How does your color look down there?
The black and white is very clear, 10. The color looks like it's saturating a little bit on the Moon. It's okay up here, Roger.
The Moon is a very bright body from here. When looking at the Moon through the optical system in our spacecraft, within about 15 degrees or so of the Moon, the stars are blanked out. So that you can't tell what constellations right now, if you were looking this way, and the optics were behind the Moon. Our window system on the vehicle right now is in excellent condition. We can see just as clearly as anyone could ask for on all five windows.
John Young is the narrator.
Okay, in about an hour and 10 minutes, we will be passing from the gravitational potential field of the Moon into the gravitational potential field of the Earth. So you can see, even though the Moon's apparent diameter is larger, the gravitational attraction of the Earth right now is just about to take command. We've noticed in the TV monitor that the Moon has several egg-shaped bumps, and if you're seeing those on your screen, they're not real. Around the edges.
This is Houston. Roger, we noticed them, and I guess they're characteristic of this particular TV camera that you're flying. This unit.
Okay, Houston, now you can watch the Moon pass behind the right-hand window of the spacecraft. It's rotating around, and then we'll probably be able to pick it up through the hatch window. See, it's going behind the window frame right now.
Roger. Amazing.
That shows what our rotation rate is, basically.
Roger 10, we've been timing you down here. It looks like about 3 revolutions per hour.
Okay, now we're looking at the moon out through the center hatch window. This this mode of operation for finding out where you are with relationship to the rest of the world for aligning your platform, for knowing your relationship with your velocity vector, and having a very essential psychological feel for what's going on is excellent. With this kind of an operation, we always know where we are and where we're going, and we, even more important, we know where to go to look for the stars, which we use to align our platform, and that's necessary for us to perform all our navigational maneuvers and corrections. But right now, we're set up on a trajectory which is so good that most of our navigational corrections are really going to be very small, it appears. That we're probably going to be seeing more of the moon as we come back than the Earth, because we don't really have right now the ability to maintain high gain lock when the Earth is in the right and center hatch windows. So we're probably going to be showing you the Earth only out the left hand window.
This is Houston, Roger.
Behind the center hatch window now.
10, this is Houston. We've got about one more minute until we lose you on the high gain.
Roger. Well, I think that shows what we mean by where we are and what the relationship of the moon Earth system is right now and where we are in respect to it.
This is Apollo Control at 147 hours, 39 minutes. That TV transmission was 11 minutes, 25 seconds in duration. We still expect the TV pass that is scheduled for 152 hours, 35 minutes.
I'm going to go to the next one.